What up, jabroniacs? This is Dan Black from the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, the podcast where the world of comedy collides head-to-head with the world of professional wrestling. Past guests on the show have been WWE superstar Dolph Ziggler, WWE superstar John Morrison, WWE superstar Damian Sandow, plus hilarious comedians Lucas Brothers, Dante Germain. The list goes on and on and on. You can listen to the podcast every single Thursday. We are part of the UCB Podcast Network, jabronis.
Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
Super Bowl is one of the most cherished and respected pieces of American culture, second perhaps only to the combined works of powerhouse actress, director, and producer Jodie Foster.
Matt traveled with Miss Foster to St. Paul, Minnesota in preparation for Super Bowl 52. Where they met NFL liaison Brad Hanford for a guided gastro tour of some of the Midwest's finest delicacies.
So this is the St. Paul Farmer's Market?
This is the St. Paul Farmer's Market where you get the taste of, you know, this, they call this the Twin Cities. Oh, and I know, I'm just in a golf shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, but to me, if I show that I'm cold, then the people I'm with are going to feel like it's cold. And my job is to make people feel comfortable. So if they see me being cold, then they are going to be cold.
And who are we waiting here to meet? You have someone you're VIP escorting this week?
Yeah, we're Jay Foster.
You can't say the name. Oh, it's probably... Is it Jodie Foster?
Oh.
Oh, you don't even know?
Oh, no, I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's Jay Foster.
I think...
Jay period Foster.
Is that Jodie?
Yes. Where's that seven-layer dip?
I don't work. I'm Matt from UCB Sports and Leisure. We're doing a story about Super Bowl week. Bob's your contact.
Hi, Jody. Okay. You're Jay Foster. I'm Bob Hanford with NFL. I'm the VIP liaison.
I prefer Jody F.
Oh, Jody F. Okay.
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you very
much. That's so unique. That's what makes you interesting to watch on film, Ms. Foster.
Thank you.
The way you see the world is always interesting. So.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I also agree.
Maybe there's a hot tent we could go to talk to.
Right over here. You read my mind. Over here, the tent isn't hot, but the food in it is real hot.
Okay.
It's really good.
What do we got?
This here is called hot dish. This is a perfect dish.
Oh, this is perfect.
What this is? I've never had this.
Is it?
Tater tot?
There's tater tots on top, tater tots and cheese, and you know.
There's a can of soup.
And a can of cream of mushroom soup. So
it's kind of like a seven layer dip.
Oh, you're a fan of the seven layer
dip. It's all I'm thinking about.
Yeah. It's like a 7-day dip. So you take a week's worth of leftovers, you put it in a skillet or a casserole dish, you cover it with cheese and tater tots, you heat it up, and you eat it. Doesn't matter if that food is spoiled, it just gets mixed in with the other good food from the week.
I was going to say, just remind botulism. Is that a problem with this?
No.
That's a good question, Jody. She's a VIP. You know who this is now, right? Before he just thought it was Jay Foster.
Yeah, Jody Foster. I'm looking on it right now. And you are an actor and a director.
That's right.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
She's amazing. Two Oscars. Yeah,
you were in Silence of the Lambs. It's all coming together.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yes. 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 Well, of course.
Appeared
to
direct.
Welcome to the Super Bowl, Jody F.
Did you not know who I was?
His list just said Jay Foster, so he wasn't proud.
So he just didn't know. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was Ben Foster's brother. I didn't know who it is.
Just come over here, Jody. Sorry, Bob. One second.
No, it's okay.
Sometimes these sports guys... Only know sports people. They're only plugged into replay of games. So, of course, you're an American icon. Everyone should know you.
Thank you.
I'm just guessing that's why
That's all right. My ego is incapable of being bruised. It goes through me like a sieve.
Yeah. Yes. And you're up here. What are you? I'm doing Fargo?
I am directing a couple episodes of Fargo.
Congratulations.
And if you look in them, you might see me too, because I'm fulfilling a lifelong dream of doing a walk across.
Oh, is a Hitchcock type thing?
Prefer that it's more patented towards me. I'm going to walk through
frame.
The frame. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Hitchcock used to do. Okay. Anyway, sorry, Bob.
Well, you know.
Sorry, Puff.
Oh, he's digging in. Come on, hook us
hot
up.
Dish is here. That? I got some for everybody. Hot dish.
All right.
Oh, it is a bit of everything.
What do you think, Jody?
Boy, it's a real arc of flavors.
What do you think? I mean, you said you're a seven-layer dip fan. Is this fulfilling the Minnesota dream of seven-layer dips?
I mean, let me tell you, this is a solid 5 to 6. I'm looking for the seven. Seven in the seven layer. So it's not quite there yet, but okay. I appreciate it. Also, I've got a bingo card full of Minnesota dishes, so I'd like to taste them all.
Oh,
if
Bob.
That's possible.
Hanford.
Well, Bob Hanford's your man. Let's get over to the Juicy Lucy. Do you like cheeseburgers? Have you ever had a cheeseburger with the cheese on the inside of the burger?
You don't have a flask, do you?
Yeah, sure.
Can I have a hit of that?
Yeah, of course.
You have a flask? Could I have a little?
I've been getting into artisanal flask making, actually, as a side gig. That's right.
That's leather with jeweled sapphire or something?
Jeweled sapphire, that's
right. Studded in there.
I studded some saffs.
What am I drinking?
Whew. That's also artisanal.
You make
artisanal bourbon. I go down to Bourbon County in Kentucky, and I just improvise.
I gotta say, I always feel insecure around people like you, like people who fly their own plane, make their own whiskey. Like, I can barely show up on time. You know what I mean? Like, you're an A-lister and you're making.
She's VIP. The NFL considers her VIP. She is VIP.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
You
but
hit
just,
that?
Just like insults that go through me like a sieve, I have no ego.
I'll try that.
It's cold up there in the woods.
Oh, fuck. Wow.
Oh, that's hitting Jody
zonk.
F.
That zonks you. Is that a 7 out of the 7 layers?
That's a 7 out of a 7. That's up there. That's up there.
Really?
Whoa.
Hit it.
Now, of
course, I'm lit just from 2 swigs.
Oh, yeah. That Larry, that'll go through. If you're not a 320-pound lineman, you're going to get drunk. You know what I mean? Here, why don't we go try this over here?
What is it? Lutefisk?
Lutefisk.
Yeah. You ever have that?
I've never had it.
Is that a Minnesota thing?
It's always been a dream of mine, like doing a walk across in my episode of Fargo.
I don't know what that
is. We'll promote that too. Remind me to promote that.
I don't know. Thank you. That's hilarious.
A walk across? Yes. Is that where you're like walk on a frozen lake or?
Well, it's going to be like there's a scene where somebody has to walk by the window because it's, you know, a busy street.
Uh-huh.
And it's an episode I'm directing. Wow. So people will never suspect it.
How do you operate the camera and walk in front of the lens?
Oh, I don't have to operate the camera.
There's probably
there's a person that
DP.
Wait, the director. Wait a second. I don't know about making movies. The director doesn't operate the camera.
No. The director just tells people where to go, what to do, and
really,
and sometimes
move the camera
does a cool
here. That's
walk
what
across.
I do.
Set the lights. Well, maybe you should.
You where to go. I'm telling you to go to the Lutefisk.
You should read a book on movies or see a movie. Like, I can't imagine the last movie.
Oh, I've seen a movie. I saw a film.
Remember the Titans?
Rudy. I love Rudy.
Yeah, but a sports.
I saw the New Orleans Saints Minnesota Vikings game tape. Watch that from their divisional playoff game.
Right.
It
qualify.
Was fantastic.
Yeah. It doesn't qualify.
Just the arc of the you were saying arc before? That's what I saw. Arcs. Right. Tons of arcs.
Okay. Let's have some food.
This is Lutefisk. Lutefisk.
Woo!
And Lutefisk is, it's a cod that's been soaked in lye. Lye, you may remember, is something that
drink it poisons you.
Yeah, I thought they used that base to bury dead bodies.
Right,
so.
It's not an acid, it's a base. They make soap out of it, so it's good for you.
That's good.
Yeah, it's really good, you know. I don't eat it, but people love it.
Takes me back.
Really good.
If it's
the time I drink lye.
Oh, I don't taste lye. I wonder what lye tastes like.
Well, you know, when you get that first, before you get the fish, it really punches you when you have the fish. Comes back around, gets you in the side of the head.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
But I like it.
Mm. Well, this is great. I'm so happy that you're happy, Jody.
Well, it's no seven-layer bean dip. But
well, you know what? I'm going to keep looking for that bean dip for you because you keep asking for it, and my job is to get it for you. So I'm going to get you.
Yeah, maybe there's a guy who sells DVDs here, and we can get you movies too, Bob.
I would really love it. You know what I've never saw was The Last Boy Scout. I really want to see that movie.
Is that Bruce Willis?
It's Bruce Willis. He's an
ex-football player, maybe?
Ex-football player, yeah. And he and Damon Wayans. It's a fantastic Jerry Bruckheimer production.
There's a lot of art that happens outside of professional football.
Oh, that's
fantastic. A lot of stories.
That's just great.
Throughout history, actually.
And lots of stuff.
That's what makes football so fantastic. That's what makes the NFL such a part of the American fabric.
You know, they don't play it in Europe.
Oh, they do, but they play it wrong. They do play football, but they use their feet. They're not allowed to touch the ball. They don't understand the rules.
And there's
four
NFL games in London every year, too.
Yeah, and that's when we go there to show them, this is what football is. Yeah. And they don't get it. We leave. They don't have a good educational system in Europe. I don't know. A lot of people don't know that. They don't get textbooks the way we do out of Texas that are edited correctly. They don't know what football is. We try to go over and teach them. Jody, here, I'm going to take you into the NFL pop-up tent. This is NFL apparel gear. So what we would like to do is just get a few snaps of you in your favorite team's gear. Can we get that going for you?
Sure.
Now, I don't know. Are you a Washington Redskins fan?
Oh, God.
Dallas Cowboys fan? I could tell.
Redskins, you see, I don't really follow football.
That's an offensive term, though. Your reaction is correct.
Yes, this feels offensive to me.
Oh, because Washington, it should be Washington, D.C. Redskins?
No, because that's a derogative, pejorative term for a Native American, a Redskin. That's a very bad.
Oh, I don't know.
It's a bad way to characterize a whole group of people.
Yeah, I don't know.
Each one having their own culture.
I think
language.
It's because the jerseys are burgundy colors, really, where that name comes from.
I feel like it's because it's really offensive to Native Americans.
We never look at it like that. That would be like saying Wahoo Indian and the Cleveland Indians is like...
I think they've had their issues, too.
They did,
really?
I think people had
issues. That's why I don't follow baseball. Right?
Yeah.
That's why I don't follow football.
Well, we know it's not going to be the Redskins. There's the Bears. There's the Carolina Panthers. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Wow.
New England Patriots.
Oh, Denver Broncos.
Seattle Seahawks. Well, Oakland Raiders.
Jody Foster looks good. Jody F. looks good in orange, so.
Oh, well, let's get you on the Bengals. We can go Broncos. We can go
Bengals is orange, too.
Ironically, it's one of the Browns.
I've never seen a Tiger in Cincinnati, and I've been there 5 times. So,
well, you know what?
That's a no.
You've never been down to the clubhouse. They keep in the VIP section of the Cincinnati Bengals, a wonderful stadium, for VIPs only, they have a tiger in a cage. This is a tiger that was raised in the jungle free, and now they have, for only VIPs, you can see a trapped tiger.
That's disgusting.
Sounds really
why?
So you're basically walking through the head of like U.S. Bank or Budweiser.
He loves it.
Roman vomitorium. It's gross. It's like so opulent.
It's VIP.
I'm offended for two reasons.
They want to see tigers. Why not let them see a tiger? You're at a football game. Is the game enough? At the NFL, we don't think the game is enough. The game is on the field. And it's also off the field.
But this whole week, I agree, it's nothing to do with the game.
Is there a reason that they went after a wild tiger instead of just raising one in captivity?
Because then you know it's a real Bengal tiger. Because we had to go to India to get it. So we get on a plane. You have a professional hunter, Larry Zonka, actually.
Poached it, because I don't think you can get a permit grab a tiger out of India and
you
bring
don't
it
need
and
permits
in
India. You don't need permits. You flash enough money. You give enough swag. You know what I give out? Whatever the losing Super Bowl team is. So last year it was the Atlanta Falcons. They print up Super Bowl winner T-shirts. What we do, they don't know who won the Super Bowl. So we give out those T-shirts. Atlanta Falcon, you won the Super Bowl T-shirts.
You give them to who?
To the people of India, or we go somewhere, and they don't know who won or lost, and they wear it with pride. And I'll tell you something, we are creating a new fan base every day.
Football sounds like it's harmful to society.
Yeah, have you changed your mind about this week of free stuff?
No.
Not at all. All right, let's take a picture.
Jody F. deserves what she deserves.
Sure.
She's
well, here's an Elway jersey. He was put on number 7. All he was a great player.
He was a fantastic
player. Seems like a stand-up
guy. But you're still willing to go through this whole song and dance to get free shit.
Listen, when you've worked as hard as I have, when you've lived all the roles that you have, you know, when someone offers you something for free, you say, yeah, I deserve this, and I'm going to ride this train all the way to Freesville.
Wow.
Which reminds me, back to my bingo card. I've only hit 3. I'm going for a blackout on this thing.
There's a Lucy Juicy. What's that?
That's a Juicy Lucy.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Too many NFL games for you. Just joking. That's not real.
Concussions are real.
They're not. They're not scientific.
CTE's
it's as
real
as climate change. So,
did you see that movie, Concussion, with Will Smith?
I missed that one. What is that one? Is that
never mind.
Have you ever Do you play football?
I got to play football.
And did you ever fall and hit your head?
Yeah, many times.
Did you black out?
A few times, yeah.
That's
headache,
a concussion.
Severe headache for
yeah.
a week.
Severe headache, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I wasn't allowed to sleep for
blurry
a while.
Vision?
Yeah.
So that's
you've
a concussion.
Had concussion. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
great.
So
yeah. Right? That's it's okay. It's just it's fantastic. It's a great way to spend the afternoon. So I want to take you to this pop-up right here, and I want to talk to you guys about something. I see you have an iPhone. Yeah. I want to introduce you guys to the Microsoft Surface tablet. It's the official tablet of the NFL. Microsoft Surface, a lot of people don't use it. Do you have an iPad at home? Do you have an iPad?
I do.
Yeah, Jody F does.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys have to switch over.
Artisanally crafted.
So you don't want one? You don't want a free Microsoft phone?
Oh, hell yeah, I want one.
After a very successful outing in the Midwestern winter, Brad escorted Jody and I to the true wonder of Minnesota, the Mall of America. Once inside, we spent the afternoon marveling at the numerous attractions and amusements.
Are you sick of getting free stuff, like knowing that what's behind all this whole week?
You know, here's the thing.
Okay.
I kind of view this stuff as a challenge. You know, how much free stuff can Jody F. get just by being Jody F.?
Okay.
The answer is, I don't know yet, because it just keeps coming.
You like pushing boundaries.
I
okay.
like it. I got a Cletus backpack. Did you see it?
I saw that. Yeah, that is actually
Cletus,
cool. That's
Cletus the robot.
Howie Long gave that to her personally. And you know what? Howie Long is not, I mean, he's a great guy to me and some of the other people, but he's not necessarily always the greatest guy.
Yeah.
And
no.
He saw Jay Foster, and he was like,
"Well, she's a big deal." And if Howie Long knows Jodie Foster, you should know Jodie Foster.
Howie Long did those commercials with Terry Hatcher, so he's pretty plugged in with the Hollywood community.
I wouldn't assume that, but can you hook up non-VIPs with stuff? Because I would love that backpack.
Well, it's a mall, so no one's going to stop you from walking into any store.
Yeah. No, I want to give away. On her coattails.
I misunderstood. Yes, yeah. Of course. You know what we have? Here's this bag. I think it is...
Is this a reusable bag for, like, going to Trader Joe's?
It's an NFL tote.
Okay.
It's really great. It says, I love the NFL.
I'd give you one of my complimentary jackets. But they told me it is non-transferable.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So many of this
gets. I'm sorry if you're cold when we leave again.
It is fucking cold. I need to hit the grog again. Jesus Christ.
Here's some Zonka grog.
Oh, I'll take a Zonk.
Yeah.
Arr! Arr!
Arr! Arr! Arr! Man, that's good.
Give Jody a follow.
Here you go, Jode.
Now, can I. Listen, guys.
Woo!
I know it's Monday.
I'm lit again.
Isn't it good? Isn't it good?
You're like the devil because I feel what you do, but I like hanging with you because you got the good shit.
It's a great time. You know, working with it's never fun.
All right.
Lasting.
You know
that's
what?
That's what the NFL stands for.
I'm a little tipsy. I want to cut the line at the Nickelodeon roller coaster.
Oh, let's get on the Nickelodeon.
Let's do it.
Cut it out. You remember that?
Right. Oh, show them your creds. Jody Foster.
Hey, SpongeBob right. SquarePants coming through. Just joking. I'm from the NFL. My name is Bob.
Hi.
This is Bob Hafford. This is Jay Foster, also known as Jody F.
Jody F.
They don't need to know me. You don't need to know me.
You know him, but he's good time.
We're going to put Jody on the ride. We're
going to
put Jody on the ride. We can only put Jody on the ride. We can only technically put Jody on the ride.
All right. I'll see you guys. Here's my phone. Will you take a picture?
Sure.
It's an iPhone 10. I'm confused by it.
Do you know how to do an iPhone 10?
If that is not a Microsoft Surface phone.
All right.
I'll take it with my Microsoft Surface.
Your tablet? Okay, oh, geez,
that's big. There it is. Okay, great.
All right, hold on.
Well, it's an easy target
if you don't mind.
Hit? You want to grog it up before you get on the ride?
Let me do it.
Hold on. Before she jumps on, it would be really great. That's it.
Back at you. Ow! Sorry, we're a little drunk around children. Sorry, moms and dads.
SpongeBob.
It would be really helpful if you got onto the roller coaster with Al Michaels. He's here. He's covering the game.
Al Michaels, who's that?
He's a big host of NFL
he's
football.
A football.
Him and Chris
he's normal sized.
Yeah,
he is a normal size. He's a famous in your world. He would be Robert De Niro.
Got it.
Hey, Al.
Yeah.
Let's do this thing.
Oh my God.
Drunk.
I'm afraid of roller coasters.
Woo!
Just
holy
hold on
shit.
To
let
me.
It up. I know.
Woo!
This is just great.
Yep.
Getting pictures, Bob? Are you getting snaps? Oh, that's a loud song. God, I feel like I'm walking like a giant among men. We can do whatever we want here. You want to go again, Jody?
Yes!
Send it around.
Jody F. has never felt so alive.
Wow.
Woo! There's the pineapple. There's the pineapple.
Under the sea. Hold on, Bob. Get the pineapple. Put him on the coaster with her. Hold on. Really? Stop the ride. She wants to meet the pineapple.
I want to meet that pineapple.
From under the... You don't know anything. SpongeBob SquarePants is a huge property in children's cartoons.
That's
and the
fantastic.
Pineapple is a sidekick.
You took us to Nickelodeon land. You don't know what Nickelodeon is?
You know what? That's the great thing about America. You learn something new every day. So the pineapple is a...
Who lives in a house under the sea, SpongeBob?
He's a SpongeBob. He lives in a pineapple.
Lives in a pineapple. Yeah, that's it. Okay.
The only pineapples I know about are those luau's during the Pro Bowl. Oh, what a boondoggle that weekend is. And you know what? It's spreading the game across the world. It is the best players from the NFL playing in a foreign land.
Phoning
Hawaii.
It in. They don't. I mean, it is fun.
Hawaii.
But, yeah.
They're going to a, Hawaii.
They're going
the
to a foreign
state.
Land. And they're sharing the game with Hawaiians.
That's a state.
You could probably get in on that if you wanted a free trip to Hawaii.
Oh, it is fantastic. Have you been to the Disney Resort there?
Internal memo.
Just this guy married here can make it happen.
Have you been? Yeah, I'll get you. If you do you like the Disney Resort? Oh my gosh, Disney does Hawaii right. It does
great.
It better
he knows
than
Disney.
The
he knows
from
Disney.
There.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Oh
so
yeah.
So that's not right. NFL.
It is. It's tied in because of ESPN, which is owned by Disney.
Got it.
So we all get okay. season passes, and it's great. You know, you can litter as much as you want on a Disney property, and you'll never see that litter. They pick it up before you can turn around and see it.
Hey, do you have any crazy stories from Panic Room? Because I always wanted to ask you that. Like anything goofy or a prank that happened on set? Panic Room was
I
a movie.
Am so glad
a
you
a moving
asked.
Story with images strung together and scored and whatever.
There was no football, but yes. I will say there was quite a bit of prankery.
Oh, like a bloop, like a sports blooper.
Sure.
Sure.
If that
sure,
helps
sure,
for you,
buddy.
If that's good
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, whatever works for you. Yeah, there was it was a real romp. You see, one time when we were in the room, and I was working with Kristen Stewart, who played my daughter,
mm-hmm.
she went to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
And so... You know, what I did was I rearranged the entire Panic Room.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
And when she came back in, she was like, where's my mark? Where's my mark? It turned out, you know, it was still taped on the ground. It was, and there was only like two pieces of furniture in there. But you,
oh, okay.
When you confuse a 12-year-old, it really goes far. It really goes far.
That's good.
Yeah, and then, you know, we had a good time.
Thank you for sharing that. Are there ever any pranks in the
that's
NFL,
really
like
fantastic.
A funny thing you guys do to each other?
Oh, tons of times.
Like
tons
jokes
of times.
You play on each
oh,
other?
My, the rookies, when these rookies come in,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, they'll like, they'll shave their head and oh, make them sing
okay.
A,
sounds like bullying.
Make,
yeah,
make them sing like a song Hazel. By a woman singer,
mm-hmm.
And then they have to sing that
sort
song
of
in front
emasculating.
Of men.
So
really. Other times we'll like, well, they'll be in the bathroom and they'll be taking a shower and we'll rush into their shower, tackle them, and maybe pull them out into the snow,
okay.
And you
now
know possibly
yeah,
force them to drink like a 40-ounce bottle of liquor of some kind until they get completely inebriated.
That's a culture of bullying.
And we'll push them into
that's
a lake.
Institutional bullying.
Yeah, it's
them
so
a lake.
Fun.
Do
it
you,
is
do you
really
realize
fantastic.
That sometimes your right eye just kind of goes off to this? I think you have
oh, yeah.
had many concussions.
Oh, it's fantastic. Well, that way I could see, you know what, I have a lot of VIPs. I always have to keep an eye out. There's one coming up from behind me. I can see it. It's called peripheral vision. I have the eyes now of a bird of prey.
On the final leg of the tour, they found themselves at the U.S. Bank Stadium at the Super Bowl pre-show. Here, Matt presented them with his final offering, an expansive gifting suite completely sponsored by Ancestry.com.
Who is that? I don't know who that is. Do you know who that is?
Leslie Odom Jr. of Hamilton fame.
Oh, I loved yes. him. Yes.
Yes. He's a powerful
I love
singer.
That musical.
He's a force to be reckoned.
The NFL does get the cream of the crop.
The yeah. NFL, you know what?
It's the most watched game.
It doesn't matter if it's
we're getting him for free.
Doesn't matter. NFL loves art. It doesn't matter if it's from some play that no one's ever heard of before called Hamilton.
It's like the biggest
Or if it's Justin Timberlake, who we all know. It's just great.
He's great. Yeah, he's super
fantastic.
Talented.
Have you seen that? He has a new album where he's sort of wearing a denim jacket. It's just, I'm just like, you get him, Justin Timberlake. Do you remember that halftime show?
Trying to prove you're familiar with his work?
Well, I saw his concert at the halftime show in 92. I thought he was brilliant until Janet Jackson ruined everything. I mean, quite frankly.
Well, didn't he show her boob? Wasn't it?
Well, it was
wasn't
her
it really
boob.
On him?
Technically, it was her boob.
He pulled her thing down? Is that what it
Yeah,
is?
I think
I don't
he
remember.
Just kind of like yanked it and then her boob came out.
Yeah.
I personally, as Jodie Freester, which I prefer to be called right now.
Jodie Freester? Okay.
So much free stuff! As I would prefer to be called, you know, I only study the halftime shows because that's the artistic part. I don't pay much attention to the game.
Do you watch the commercials?
Yes.
A lot of people like watch the commercials,
I like to count how many of my celebrity friends show up.
Sure, like Clooney, there's one.
Yes, there's
one. Yeah, we do that on a lower level here at the theater. Like, we have friends who have a line in a Bud Light commercial, and they'll say, oh my God, that's Walsh. Well, sure,
they're like
Reynolds.
A walk across. Like, yeah, I like will be in Fargo, yes. Okay.
Yes.
That's exciting.
It is.
I can feel that excitement.
Yeah, it's a similar.
I empathize.
I can't relate to your world, but
no,
I can sort of.
You can't, but I'm coming down.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
It's just fantastic. You know, the NFL, you know, no other sport has a pre-game concert, a mid-game concert, and then a post-game wrap-up. They wrap up the game. They talk to the people. They say, how'd you win that game?
Every
How'd
game.
You lose that game?
I think every hockey does it. Oh. Basketball does it.
Oh, my gosh. Did we just stumble into Ancestry? Okay.
Ancestry.com is a sponsor?
Ancestry.com is a huge sponsor.
Oh.
Do we have
NFL.
To pay? Do we have to pay?
No. You don't not have to pay.
You've changed. You've gotten rabid.
And we can
just taste.
We can find out who you're related to.
Oh. This is great journalism. I'd love this.
Frank Gifford, are you related to, you know?
Great.
Larry Zonka, are you related to Don Shula? Don Shula Jr.?
Let's jump
Dan
in.
Dan Marino.
Hi.
Joe Theismann.
We're
Joe
in.
Klecko.
We're
do
in.
Do you know who Alexander Hamilton was?
Did he play for the Packers?
Oh, my God.
Was he in the 70s Packers team? I don't know. I can't remember. You know what? I can't remember every football player.
All right. So they want to know your grand... I got a form here.
Oh, gosh.
Here. Start
this is
typing.
So exciting.
Your grandmother... What is it? Your grandmother's maiden name. And what city she was born in.
Her maiden name was Thompson. And she was born in... a part of Bosnia.
Herzegovina. Or what is Bosnia?
Bosnia Herzegovina.
Okay.
But she was one of the few Thompsons.
The Bose headsets that the NFL uses? Oh, my gosh. I faded out. There was a bunch of words I didn't understand, but then I heard Bose headsets. The official headset of the NFL.
You don't remember Sarajevo, not Sarajevo.
Your mom on your dad's side now. Like where were they born? Your grandmother or great-grandmother?
Oh, this should be a place that you... What was your last name again?
My last name is Hanford.
Hanford, so that this should make sense to you because they're from England. They're from London.
Oh, really? Where we play NFL games.
Well, there's also a rich history.
Okay.
Rich history.
Okay.
So their last name is Hanford.
You can type it in.
I think that's where they play rugby, which is a complete ripoff of football. And they also play football, which is a misunderstanding of football.
I'm not good at this because now you have to create a password, I guess. Isn't there someone who can help us with this?
I can help. You want me to?
I don't care.
Can you help?
Yeah.
All right.
Did you create a password?
Yes, I created a password.
Okay. Don't tell anyone.
Oh, okay.
Or I guess
just remember that the secret word is porgs.
Porgs.
Jodie Foster loved them in the new Star Wars.
Oh, the porgs.
Yeah.
It's a movie.
Would love to do a little work in Fargo in the episode
of the Porgs.
Like if I can, well, one can dream.
Yeah, I know. There's just so many stars up on that field, and
Bob, you're not adding anything.
War,
right? You're really not adding
it's turf.
Anything.
You're
to
actually
this,
trying
Bob.
To get
you're
turf.
Just speaking, so you're part of the conversation.
Your eyes going rogue again.
Right. It's really great. Oh,
what do we got? Do we know? Does she have any famous ancestors?
Oh, here it is.
What do you got?
All right.
How far back does she go?
It's all Smiths.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of Smiths.
She goes back to something called the Mayflower.
Yeah, that's...
Oh.
Yeah, so...
It's some kind of...
Jodie Foerster coming on the Mayflower. Looks like I was an...
daughter of the American Revolution.
Daughter of the American Revolution.
Real blue blood.
Original. I was an original. The Mayflower, I'm just going to safely assume Bob has no fucking idea what the Mayflower is.
Yeah.
May have before he played professional football.
Right. I think it's all starting to come together on you, Bob.
Well, I think it's just great. You know what? The great thing about playing football and being a part of the National Football League is that even if you don't understand something, you can just smile and nod and then say, hey, who wants a round of Bud Lights? I love that new campaign that they do. Dilly Dilly. It is fantastic. They're like in the White House, and there's someone, I think it's the President of the United States, who is just like, I like this beer. And then people bring it to him, and someone makes something explode, and it becomes more beer, and I'm like, this is funny.
Why do you think it's the President if he's in the White House?
It's like he's sitting on a big chair.
I think it's an old English king.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's an old English.
Oh, I don't know. But what I know is Bud Light's delicious. I think Bud Light, there's nothing like a cold Bud Light and a cold day in the stadium and watching a football game with a Bud Light and your family, and each one of your family has a Bud Light, and you're just like, hey, we all Bud Light. You know what? I have a Bud Light with my favorite football team on it. But I won't tell you what team it is because every team's my favorite team.
Oh, you got to pull the company line.
It's the National Football League. Okay,
I understand that.
The regional football league, sorry.
Right.
How did you feel about the XFL? I read about that.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't really talk about it. We feel upset for the people who are doing that and trying to take a piece of America.
You co-opted some of their innovation, like that zipline camera that's now prevalent in all coverage. That was first.
Oh, do I get one of those for free?
Well, we can work that.
Is there a zipline tent? Yeah. A zipline camera tent? Well,
you know what? You can just take the one right from the stadium. Hey, Chip!
What?
Wow! Jodie Foerster could really use this.
Jay Foerster needs the zipline camera. No, just pull it down. Put it in a...
Jesus.
Put it in one of those bags.
You're going to get a free bag, too.
Yeah,
Herschel bag. Put it in one of those Herschel bags.
Another tote for the joke.
That was a good one, Matt.
Wow.
That was great.
Our annual Super Bowl show is over, but I want to thank everyone for listening to UCB Sports
and Leisure.
And special thanks to our guests this week, Haley Mancini
and Owen Burke.
And of course, thanks to our wonderful producer, Cody Ziegler.
Yeah, I was sick, you guys. Sorry I wasn't on the show.
But you're here for the wrap up.
I'm here for the wrap up. I'm here for the announcing.
And guys, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at UCBSL. And if you like what you hear, please leave a like or a review on iTunes. It really helps people find us.
Thanks for listening.
Peace.
Leisure.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network. We'll be right back.